Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Driven by Gresham Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
On 1080 The Fan. The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Here he is, having the time of his life.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'm viewing a guy-on-guy situation.
Yeah, I would agree.
Well, my.
By the way, have you ever had a dude? Yeah, I've had dudes. I've had many dudes. In fact, when I played football, I preferred dudes.
I have sperm.
I just had a dude on Tuesday.
I bet you did.
Yeah. Jesse was his name. Jesse the masseuse.
That's an ambiguous name.
Well, my.
Is he of age?
Yeah, I think he's my age. You never know. Like, you go into my chiropractor's office, it's like it's a crapshoot who you're going to get to do the old massage. But I'll tell you, I've had Jesse before. It's good chemistry there.
Did I ever tell you the story I once geared down at the chiropractor massage?
And... yeah, I think I briefly remember
this.
Were you uncomfortable by it?
No, I wasn't at all. She was.
Oh, I gear down. That's what you do at a massage. You gear down.
Well, no, but not the car. See, we've talked about this before. I think I did. I think I talked about this on the air.
We may have discussed this.
I rolled into this. It's the same chiropractor, I think, right?
Yeah, Vancouver Chiropractic. Seth.
Seth, yeah.
Dr. Seth Hutt.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a while, but I used to go in there, and they would give you a little massage ahead of time before you go see the...
By the way, you made that sound kind of creepy. You get a massage when you go get adjusted.
Yeah, 30-minute drug since my mid-20s.
It's a therapeutic massage.
Yeah. And then you go see the doctor.
Yes.
And it was my first time in there. I'd never really gone to the chiropractor. And I went into the thing, and she was like, all right, drop your drawers. No, she was like, hey, your massage is going to be right in there, and they'll be in a minute.
Sure.
I geared down, got naked.
Yeah.
For the massage, because that's what you do, right?
That's what you do.
And she, you know, she was cool about it. She just gave me my massage. There's a towel or a blanket or whatever. And afterwards, she was like, just to let you know, you can keep your shorts on for this one. She was basically saying that people don't gear down for those.
Oh.
Do you gear down for yours?
100%. Every time.
Okay.
Well, a lot of my stuff is low back, and so, yeah, you're going to get into the hammies, you're going to get into the glute, and the low back, yeah, there's no...
Well, so is mine.
You're not keeping anything on.
Well, she made me feel bad and awkward.
I wonder if it was because of the hair.
I'm sorry, what?
The hair? Is that what it was? She was uncomfortable by your leg hair?
Well, look, I thought that's what you do at a...
You do. They always say undress to your comfort level. Well, my comfort level is let's get naked and get in this thing. Start digging around. See what happens.
Well, anyway.
Well, I'm here to tell you that Jesse is a pro, and I'm happy to have him. You'd be so lucky to have Jesse, too. Then he could say he had us both.
No one can say that right now.
No. No one has had us both.
So I am going to touch it because I have balls.
Wow, Mike has to go there.
So let's talk about Skydong.
Sure. That's a hell of a transition right there.
No, I'm not certain that in the back of my mind, even though I hadn't really thought much about it,
yeah.
In the back of my mind, I've been wondering for 42 years why this doesn't happen more. But up in Washington, just north of us here.
Yeah.
Okanogan County.
I think it's Okanagan.
Is it?
I think so. I think those Okanagan. I think those are called the Okanagan Highlands, if okay. I'm not mistaken.
All right. Okanagan County.
Yeah, it's way up north near the border.
Okay. Yeah, because there's a naval air station at Whidbey Island up there.
Yeah.
And one of their dudes got in his fighter jet yeah. and rolled up into the great blue sky and drew a dong. And there's a bunch of people.
Sky dong.
It's a massive dong. A bunch of people taking pictures of it, and it's just hilarious. At least I think it is.
It is.
I'm sure some people don't.
It's the best thing I've seen in months. And maybe this says something about my maturity level. But not only is it fantastic because it may be the biggest dong ever drawn, but the symmetry, that's some real
it's pretty
skill.
Good.
In order to drop that thing
the
in
balls
the air.
Are a little small.
Well, you know.
But, yeah, I mean, it's... It
there's
is,
no doubting what it is.
That's a good question. No, there's no doubting what it is.
No.
But it's a good question. Is this the biggest dong ever drawn? Is this a Guinness World Record?
I can't imagine that there's been a bigger one, has there?
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, you should mark that. Somebody... What I think is funny is, like, the initial TV station report was... They'll say things like, people are saying it resembles male genitalia. No, it's a penis.
It doesn't resemble
just
it. Someone
it.
Drew it. I love that they're keeping it open that maybe...
Some people are saying it resembles a male genitalia. No, it does.
What the pilot is like, look, I was making some loop-de-loops and I didn't
thought
realize
I'd draw
it.
A ween.
Do you ever see Deadspin does this sometimes where Deadspin will have the day in unintentional dongs? And they'll have, like, lots of times weather reporters will do this. They'll be drawing on it.
I have seen that, yeah.
Or the football guy will be doing the telestrator. And
it doesn't get old.
No, it's wonderful.
Now, you're saying this guy drew this on accident?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Of course.
Some people were trying to leave that up. Like
that was just his flight pattern?
Yeah, that was his flight.
Two balls and a shaft?
He was making the figure eight.
He was making
loop-de-loops
and long ovals.
The Navy is not happy about this.
No, they're pissed.
Apparently, the Navy does not have the same sense of humor that the rest of us do.
And I wouldn't want them to. I think that they...
Really?
Yeah, it's the Navy, man. You can't be condoning that kind of thing.
I figure if anyone would be into this, it would be the Navy. Like, I can see the Marines being all bent out of shape over this, but come on, the Navy, let's do this.
So the Navy released a brief statement saying, the Navy holds its air crew to the highest standard... And we find this absolutely unacceptable, of zero training value, and we are holding the crew accountable. Meanwhile, the Federal Aviation Administration confirmed that they cannot do anything about giant weens in the sky.
Sky dong is not punishable by federal regulations.
Unless there is some sort of proven safety risk, which there is not.
What if it's causing wrecks? People are just tipping off into the lake because they're drawn to it. They
Wouldn't
can't
that
take
be
their,
a way to go?
They can't take their eyes off. What happened to Grandpa? Well, he was driving and
they drew a giant dong.
There was a sky dong.
Sky dong got him.
Next thing you know, he's tipping off into the lake. Went right over the bridge. Didn't even see it coming. That's a hell of a way to go. Now, I secretly hope that the Navy they make a big public statement, but behind closed doors, they're fist bumping each other like well played.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen to that guy.
I certainly hope nothing. For heaven's sakes, you're up there flying in the Okanagan Highlands. It's not like it's Top Gun. It's not like you're fighting the Russians here. You probably got a little bored and, you know, away one goes. It happens.
One gal tweeted, the most monumental thing ever to happen in Omak. A penis in the sky.
It really is. The best is someone said on the local news that the Coin 6 had to pixelate it.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's what someone said on the text machine.
Are there people that look at that? Look, I get... Okay, so I get the people that are like, that's not funny. I mean, it's like, come on. I totally get that. You're far more mature than I am. But are there people that are really offended? Like, they look at it and they're just... And they literally are offended to the point where they... call in and say,
yes,
get this down or get this out of my sight.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're called religious people. There's an LDS lady somewhere. There's let's call her Midge or possibly Maud.
Like, it's one thing to be disgusted. It's like, that's stupid. It's another to be offended.
Yes.
And they're offended.
100%. Have you seen the petition going on? Speaking of LDS people, did you see the petition that's going on? It's got 3,000 signatures of the school mascot down in Utah. Speaking of this. So I guess to let you know how stupid people are about getting offended. So school down in Utah, I forget what part of Utah it is, but they built a new high school and it's going to be the Phoenix is the mascot.
Okay.
Well, do you know what the plural of Phoenix is? I just assumed it was Phoenix.
Yeah, like it was the same. Phoenix and Phoenix.
No.
Okay.
It is not. So literally a guy.
The plural would be penis.
Phoenixes.
Okay.
That's so he looked this up because for whatever reason he was like, well, I wonder what we should cheer. Swear to the good Lord above, this is a real story. And he realized that I don't think it's Phoenix is. I think it's another version of it. It's maybe it was like Phoenix Eyes. There, it's whatever the plural of it is. He looked it up and he said, as he said it out loud, it sounded like penises. And he became enraged because he thought that his kids would be taunted. His son and daughter play, and he thought that they'd be taunted with chants of the penises. And so he has started a campaign and has gotten 3,000 people in the community to back him to try to get them before the school opens to eliminate the mascot, Phoenix, because the plural of it sounds too much like penises, and he thinks that it's crude and it has no place in high school sports. So you ask, are there people offended at Skydong? Yes, there are. And there's apparently people offended at the plural of Phoenix because it's like Phoenixes or something. And that sounds too much like penis.
Well, what if they're actually planning? This is like the strategy for North Korea. What if they're practicing to go over there and draw Skydongs for Kim Jong-un?
Well, I can't imagine that there's been a bigger one, has there? Well, you know what they did like in Vietnam, like the condom drop?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in Vietnam, they would drop like mammoth condoms from the sky. And the theory behind that was that the Vietnamese would find them and think that like U.S. soldiers were like races of supermen with giant wings and therefore would be intimidated.
Yeah.
We did that as a government. So don't put past the Skydong being some sort of strategic maneuver to taunt North Korea. What if we were like right to the demilitarized zone and we just drew like a series of Skydongs just on the border there of South Korea and North Korea, just as a nice little how you do there for old Kim Jong.
It is funny sort of why I don't know why. Well, I don't know why it's funny, right? Like, why do I think that's funny? But it is.
Yeah.
You know, like, what is it about dumb? Like, it's just so dumb.
I don't know.
That it makes me laugh every time.
You should watch the Netflix show about the guy. There's a whole Netflix series, and I've seen, like, the first three episodes of it. And I forget what it's called. But it's like a 6 or 7 part series about halfway through it. And the whole thing is about, like, the dumbest kid on Earth. And he gets expelled for drawing like 30 penises on the cars of all the faculty members during like a teacher in service day.
Oh, yeah, isn't it like it's like fake, right?
Yeah, it's fake.
Yeah,
it's not real.
Looks hilarious.
And it is absolutely hilarious. So the whole point is this guy, he loves drawing penises. This is what he does. He draws it on lockers, he draws them on school books. And so all these cars get vandalized and they just assume it's him and they kick him out. And one of the other kids goes into an investigation and is bound to prove that it wasn't him. And it's fantastic because one of the big pieces of evidence is the balls don't match up. His drawings don't match up to those on the cars. And they take like a real deep dive into this and whether or not it's a conspiracy theory against this kid. And it's a great freaking show.
I love this text so much. This guy says, so this dude in Utah can't hear a word without thinking of dong and we're wrong? That's such a good point.
That's 100% true story. I just read it like three, 4 days ago.
It's like, what is he thinking about if he hears phoenixes as penises?
There's
not one other person in the world that thinks that except for that.
Apparently, there's 3,000 of them. They live in Utah, and they're not happy about it. By the way, that show is, I think they're saying it's American Vandal.
Oh.
On Netflix. I highly recommend checking it out.
All right. Coming up next, a new thing I discovered on my recent travels. I didn't know it was a thing, but it's a thing. We also have a horse that has been thrown in jail.
Oh, boy.
Did you know that can happen?
No.
It
happened. I know you can get a DUI on a horse.
No. The horse was put behind bars.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one. But I know you can get a DUI on a horse. You can get a DUI on anything.
The photo of the horse in jail is so sad.
Buttercup got the bracelets put on the hooves.
616, this be the fan. One other thing that went viral, you know, fun little viral thing yesterday. And that is the underwater hippo fart.
Yeah.
Did you catch that?
I did see that.
Wasn't that adorable?
I love hippos.
Yeah, the hippos are great. And this was a baby hippo at the Cincinnati Zoo. Of course, they did pull out a rifle and shoot it.
Never forget Harambe.
The unifying joy of an underwater hippo fart. That is the that's the line you need to Google. And it's about 10 seconds, and it's wonderful.
Hippos are fantastic. If you've never seen a hippo, like on any of those nature shows, they when they take care of their business out of the water, their tail spins, mm-hmm. and they do like a helicopter thing with it, and then it sprays, the mud.
It's like a fan.
Yeah, and it covers a large region. I guess that's how they kind of mark their territory, is they just, they squirt it out there. Less hippos.
All right,
nothing
so
screws with them.
I was out in Vegas last weekend, and I hopped on my jet to go there.
Yeah.
And something happened that I've never seen before, and I wonder if you guys have seen this or knew it was a thing. A woman. So I'm sitting right in the front because I'm the A boarding group.
Oh, look at you.
I got the front.
Is this Southwest?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got the front aisle. I mean, how great is that?
You got the extra room, like to stretch out the ponies?
Yeah, the only problem is there's no place to put your drink down.
Yeah, they need a little table there. And also, for my big fat butt, you can't put the armrest up.
Oh, you can't?
No, they wedge those like the...
Well, I like the armrest, so...
Well, yeah, but I need it to go up a little bit so that I can weasel my leg over.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't. There's too much... The thigh gap has to be there. My thighs can't be sandwiched together for a flight. That's no bueno.
Well, it like literally then, hurts me to try to like hold myself in that spot.
Yeah,
aren't terrible. You interfering with your neighbor then?
Yeah, a little
aren't
bit.
You taking a little bit of his or her space?
Yes.
This is why I like the armrest.
Well,
that thing's staying down.
Did you know that if you sit in the aisle seat, most planes, there's a little button that they hide underneath the armrest for the aisle seat, and you can pop it up a little bit and get your legs some space.
Yes, but in the front of the Southwest ones, it's not even an armrest. It's like a wall.
Yeah, that's like an emergency rows. They put those
big solid piece of plastic, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's like a furnace there in your crotch when you're sitting there. The thighs are rubbing together. It's just it's bad. Like you're gonna steam some clams. It's a terrible, terrible way to fly. Got a powder before I get on there.
So I'm watching everybody board, like leering at them.
Yeah.
Judging them.
Trying to get them to not sit by you.
Yeah, kind of. And this woman walks on and hands the flight attendants a bag of stuff. And one of the flight attendants. And it seemed like an exchange of which they knew was coming. It was okay. Almost like, oh, she must know her or something. And it turns out that she didn't know, they had never met, and it was just a passenger on the plane who handed everybody in the crew I forget what they call them, but they're like these stretchy pants or something.
Yoga pants?
Yeah, not yoga pants, but they're like these really popular pants that people are wearing now, and they have Yodas and S on them. I don't know. They're
like pajama pants, kind of.
Kind of, but they're right. They're a new popular version of that.
So they gave the crew pants.
Yeah. And there was one for each of the three flight attendants. I don't think there was anything for the pilot, or maybe four flight attendants, whatever. But they got on the microphone later and they said, or the overhead, and they said, you would really like to thank the woman who brought this by. This is the best gift we've ever received, and you get free drinks. And of course, everybody goes crazy because we're on the way to Vegas.
Yeah.
And
they only gave that person free drinks, so not everybody.
No, just her.
Well, I'm looking at these things.
What are they called? She. Well, so I go later. I'm sitting there going, well, wait a minute. What was that all about? Did they send her out to get those? Like, why did she bring those to? I can't figure out what happened there. So I asked the flight attendant. I just said, hey, what was that all about? She said, well, she just brought us pants. And I said, how often do people bring you stuff? And she says, all the time. She's like, people bring us all the time. Now, normally it's not stuff like that. It's like M&Ms or, you know, something from the areas around the gates at the terminal. But she said people give us stuff all the time. And I didn't know that. I had no idea that people gave flight attendants gifts.
This is completely out of left field.
No, I've heard of, so you haven't heard it either?
No.
Heard of that either? I've heard of tips, like tipping them on...
You're not allowed to tip.
Well, but you can't. I mean, you can.
I have, like, when you go around and you order your, you know, you're like, look, you're only allowed to give me, sell me two, but why don't you do two doubles and we'll just call this even. Like, you do the little card thing, you can't.
No, they won't take tips.
They won't
take
tips.
I mean, some of them will, but they're not supposed to, but they, on holidays, like for Thanksgiving, or if you're flying on Thanksgiving Day or flying on Christmas Day, she said a lot of times people will tip them and say, hey, thanks for working on a holiday, because we know you want to be with your family, or you hate your family.
Yeah, that's true.
So here's $20 to further get away from them. So anyway, it's a thing. With this flight attendant, it's a thing to give them gifts.
Bring
them things.
I had no idea. So am I a jerk that I've never thought of bringing
I don't think so at all. No, because I think 99% of people haven't. But I just think this woman who brought those, like, that was a pretty cool move.
Yeah, I guess, but now I feel...
For her to do that. Because nobody, you know, I mean, come on. It's not common knowledge.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, LuLaRoe.
LuLaRoe.
That's what they are. Not to be confused with Lululemon.
To me, they just...
She brought them LuLaRoe.
These like leggings, but with like fancy things on them.
But they liked them. They were like, whoa, this is great.
Huh. So... What's appropriate for me to bring? Because I can't bring a dude. Like,
what?
What if I bring like the leggings, but it's a flight attendant that's a male?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do I bring him a tie?
Can you find out who your flight attendants are ahead of time?
Yeah, can I call ahead and be like, hey, can you give me the male to feel? And what about sizes?
Sizes? I know.
This is the thing. What if we're the flight attendants and it's you and me, right?
I'd wear them.
Well, I would too, but if you're going to bring me a medium. Like the Portland Timbers once, did you get the soccer jersey or was that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, they gave that to me. They made, when they first started out all those years ago, they made us soccer jerseys with our name on the back. They gave me a large. Like, what am I supposed to do with a large?
Yeah, mine didn't fit either.
Soccer jersey.
Soccer guys are small.
Yeah, I understand that. But like, it's one of those things that if someone brings me like these leggings and they're like, hey, I thought of you, and you give me a pair of medium leggings, what am I supposed to do with that?
Can I complain about the free baseball glove I got from the Beavers, but it was right-handed?
Oh, yeah. For the All-Star game?
Yeah. Mm. Remember that?
I do remember that. I still have mine.
I have mine, too, but I can't use it.
Can't use it. It's a righty. That's kind of my point with these universal things. I don't know what to make of this.
You know,
now, I'm going to feel awkward if I got on the plane and someone brought him something and I didn't. I'd feel weird.
Well, dude, she was the only person on the plane that brought them something. There's 150 people on that plane.
Yeah, I think everyone else should feel like crap now. I'm one-upped.
I think I'm one of the only people that caught it because I was sitting in that seat. I don't think many people knew it until they announced on the... I don't think anybody knew it until they announced on the loudspeaker. But you know who I thought of when she handed those to them and then I learned that it was really just like some random woman giving them gifts?
Yeah.
I thought of John Sicanic's wife, Heather. That is something that she would do.
100%.
She is so thoughtful.
Gets gifts. Whenever my brother or his wife go anywhere, they will randomly pick up stuff. Like, they get stuff for you all the time.
They do, yeah. I have a bunch of stuff at my desk from them.
You just, that's the way they roll.
And the birthday setup on the mantle. And
yeah. That whole, like, gifting or, like, do you tip the hotel staff?
I do. Well, I do if they do something for me.
No, like cleaning the room.
Well, like I said, if they come in and clean the room, then I do. But like, for example, I was only in Vegas for a day and a half.
Yeah.
So I didn't tip because the whole time I put the do not disturb sign on, you know.
So you don't do it even though they have to clean after you leave.
No, I didn't. No, I don't leave anything for them.
It's a weird, like, sometimes that's a weird.
I didn't really even think about it.
It's a weird dynamic.
But, like, if I'm at a place for a week and a half, and they're in there every day, yeah. Hook them up.
Give them a little something, something.
Give them a couple dimes.
Give them a naked photo of you laying on the bed. A
couple of shekels. Just say, look what you're missing.
Slip that one in there.
That would be harassment.
Well, it's not harassment if you just happen to leave it laying around, right?
Oh, my photos.
What
my
if
private.
You actually are laying naked on the bed when they enter the room?
Also, just harassment.
Well, no, you're just there. Stuff. I mean,
yeah, you didn't.
You
know?
Just forgot to put the do not disturb sign on.
Yeah, I was taking a lounge. You pretend you do the fake sleep.
I was taking a lounge.
Somebody brought this up, and I wonder about this too. Was it a douche move that they announced it to the passengers? Like they're sort of fishing for more gifts.
Ooh.
Yeah, they didn't have to announce that.
But either you have gifts or you don't. It's like I just reach into my bed. I'm not Santa Claus.
No, but I think
I don't have a bag of presents. Like,
I think what they're doing is they're spreading the idea. Hey, it's really cool when you bring us stuff because then we'll give you free drinks.
They're kind of trying to kickstart this whole thing.
I think that's what they were trying to do. They didn't have to do that.
I wonder if this is like a company-wide edict. Like, look, let's spread some. Or it was a plant, you know, like those were Southwest employees. And they're just, that's kind of thing. It's like, hey, when you fly now. Let's bring each other some gifts, and we'll announce it to the passengers, and we'll make this a thing. I still don't know what to think of that, and I find leggings to be the strangest gift that you could possibly bring. Like, of all the things that you're going to bring, leggings.
Well, we're getting reports of these leggings being a marketing scheme.
What?
Well, like, it's like, she brought them leggings with the idea that, like, this guy says, LuLaRoe is a multi-level marketing business where women sell the leggings and dresses, and they try to get people under them.
Oh.
So she's like, trying to probably rope them into selling their stuff.
It's like an Amway sort of thing. But for leggings?
Exactly.
What is that stupid Cutco or whatever?
You've been getting multiple reports of that.
You've been trying to sell those damn knives? Like your friend's kid. Hey, it's a presentation. I just need to practice it. You don't have to buy anything. You can't get him out the damn door for 2 hours trying to get you to buy a freaking knife.
All right, we'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Here's Mike.
Women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
On 1080, The Fan.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right, Central Catholic Clackamas is next.
Go Clackamas?
Sure.
Cougars, maybe? Cavaliers.
Correct.
Which?
Cavaliers.
Oh, there you go. Go Cavs. You're right over there?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why? Why do you ask?
What were you staring at?
Oh, I was just reading. I like to read.
Would you care to elaborate?
Nope.
I got stuck in the break. Do you ever find, like, those stupid... you know, those dumb click-throughs like you see, it's like, you know, 10 shocking photos or whatever, and you have to click through. But I like the ones that show you, it's like historical photos that'll blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I always get sucked into that. And it's weird. Like there was one of Fat Man, the nuclear bomb they dropped on, I think that was Nagasaki. And it's the guys towing it out. I think it was the Enola Gay that dropped it, and the guys are towing it out on the trailer, and it's huge. It's like the size of a car, and there's three dudes, like three army guys, and they're sitting on it, riding it like horseyback style.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they've got no shirts on, and they're smiling. They're dragging it out to be loaded it up, and they were sitting on the bomb, and it's weird that someone out there, someone's grandpa, like has a photo of himself riding the first nuclear weapon to ever be dropped.
It's true.
And there was another one of Hitler at the first ever Volkswagen bug factory. Like the
what was he doing?
Checking out the factory. Like he's standing over there. They have the first bug that I guess ever came off the assembly line.
All right, we gotta go. High school football coming up next. We're back Tuesday. No show Monday due to the Seahawks. We're back Tuesday. We'll see you out at Big Al's in Beaverton. Have a great weekend.
of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
That's good show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.